Now, as Britain teeters on the brink of recession, many businesses have started restructuring and rationalising, to use those tiresome euphemisms. The Catholic Church in this country, however, has long been in recession. In the Diocese of Leeds, as in other dioceses up and down the country, a shortage of priests has led to a major review of how parishes are organised, and as a result, a number of churches have been closed. Five more are due to be shut in Leeds, and according to the diocese, two of them are due to hold their last Sunday services today. However, members of three condemned churches are rebelling. Some elderly parishioners have even chained themselves to the church railings, and one parish has organised a vote of no confidence in its bishop, Arthur Roach. Kevin Bouquet now reports from Leeds.
I've come to the Church of the Holy Family in Pontefract. I was expecting to find this would be an old Victorian building that perhaps had seen its best days. In fact, it's very modern. It was only built in 1964. There's a small group of parishioners here. They're about to get on a bus. They're on their way to the diocesan headquarters in Leeds, where there's going to be a small demonstration protesting at the closure of this and other churches.
Is everybody comfortable? And now we're ready to go. Right, thank you.
I'm Maureen. I've been coming to Holy Family Church since 1957, but the church actually opened in 1964. It's the very meaning of my life. The church is not just the building, it's the community. And this is going to be the saddest thing if this church closes. A building is important. We need it to come together.
I'm Jim Morehouse. I've been going to the Holy Family Church 44 years now. My children were baptised there. My daughters were married there. My wife was buried there. The funeral was at Holy Family. It means everything in the world to me because I'd be lost without it. It's a brilliant community. Everybody gets together. Everybody helps each other. If this goes, the biggest part of my life will go.
Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, hear my prayer.
So here we are now in the centre of Leeds at the rather splendid diocesan headquarters, where the congregation from the Holy Family have been joined by people from two other churches of the diocese.
I'm Brian Cope, and I'm from the Lady of Lords Church in Acworth in West Yorkshire. The Catholic Church appears to treat us, you know, the parishioners, like children. They make a decision, we accept it without question, and that's unacceptable. We've put a lot of time and a lot of money into some of these churches, and we're not prepared just to sit back and let the Catholic Church in our area close them on a point of expediency.
The bottom line, surely, is that congregations have fallen, there aren't enough priests, something has to give, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I admit there might be the odd church like that. I can only speak for my own church, Acworth, and it's well supported, it's well financed, and it's part of the community, and there's absolutely no reason to close that particular church.
And now Malcolm Brumwell's about to go inside the diocesan headquarters to present a petition on behalf of all of these protesters.
Only Kevin Bouquet, please. The rest should be outside, please.
I'm sorry. You can't stop parishioners coming in.
We can see the bishop.
The bishop isn't here. I'm the only person that's here.
What about the vicar general?
The vicar general isn't here.
What about the diocesan chancellor?
He isn't here. Can we sit
and wait until they come?
No, they're not coming.
Why can these people not come in? These are parishioners of this diocese. We keep this place going.
Presenting the petition led to a lively exchange of views. But then Yorkshire does have a proud tradition of Catholic militancy.
We want a receipt for them, maybe.
Okay, would you give them a sweet?
No, receipt, please.
Well, I'm in John Grady's office now. John is the diocesan communications officer. John, firstly, why is this happening? Why do churches have to close?
The number of Catholics that are going to church has declined very rapidly. We here in this diocese, we looked at the figures over the last few years and we projected them into the future. At the same time as we were having less people in church, we also had less people presenting themselves for a vocation to go on and be a priest. And so then we come to the conclusion that we just have to close some churches.
As far as the shortage of priests is concerned, a couple of the congregations have told me they understand that it wouldn't actually be that difficult to get priests to come to this country from other countries, from Poland, for example. India has also been mentioned.
I mean, we have Polish priests in our diocese. We have had Indian priests who have come and worked here. We have some Nigerian missionary priests who work here now. But it doesn't alter the fact that we've still got to reconstruct what we've got in the diocese. The other problem we've got as well is that simply, in the 50s and 60s, we built too many churches.
Has the diocese done everything it can to explain to these congregations why these decisions are being made? You see, they say that the diocese hasn't. They say they've heard very little from the bishop or from anybody else.
Well, as I say, we started the process in 2004. The bishop produced a video, laid out the whole problem to everybody. These might lead us to difficult decisions. Then in each individual area, he's produced DVDs. Given the DVDs to people, ask them to go away and look at them, look at it in groups, look at it in parish groups, small groups, tell him what they think. He asked them to write in. Some came in, some tracked their way through this office, but none of them, as far as I can see, have produced a different plan. And I can tell you quite categorically that he has agonised over it. He does not want to close churches, but he's got a simple problem that if he doesn't do something about it, we are going to run into the wall.
John Grady, ending that report by Kevin Bickay on the planned closure of Catholic churches in Leeds. This is Sunday on BBC Radio 4.